Hey, Chevra. It's a very special schuss tonight to be together. I'll tell you why. I was thinking about this a few moments ago. I think everybody in this room, most of us at least, had the schuss to be by a very special, can't call it a shir, a special hakel, a gathering of Bnei Yisrael, v'achana for Gavalt HaTorah, the yearly schmooze and song and dancing with Rav Chaim Waxman. And then, as you could think, so you could think for a moment, some of you might think, well, obviously not, you're here, Baruch Hashem, but some people might think, we just came from a shir, came from Zo, we don't need to go straight to another shir after that. I mean, Zo, time, okay. Could go to sleep now, or could go do other things. There was one individual there at the shtibel tonight, who I was talking to, and he was like, Mamish on fire, besimcha at the end. And he says to me, yeah, but I know in 5 minutes I'm not going to feel this anymore. I said, Chas v'shalom, you should be zeicher to keep this with you. But that's cool for the point. Meaning that hopefully if we really were inspired and we really had his iris and we really felt the avas Hashem and the avas HaTorah. So what more should we want to do but sit and learn? What more should we want to do but to get together and learn? Besides from the fact that we have Kaviyas Yibdun LaTorah every single Thursday night. So there's no reason ever to not have this shir and this Torah that we learn together. But even more than any other Thursday night should be right now to come and sit and learn together and to continue to prepare for the Heilige Yontif of Shavuos. To continue to prepare for the Heilige Yontif of Shavuos through the Heilige Torah. There's something I want to talk about, but before we get there, I want to go on a little tangent just for a moment, because Rav Chaim Waxman actually asked this question, and I want to go in a different direction to introduce our learning in a certain sense and to explain even more. More so why we're sitting and learning Torah now, after all that ruchnius and all that hargoshas of closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rav Waxman asked on the famous Gemara, the bottom daf, Peches Mebeis to Peites Mebeis Aleph in Shabbos, the Gemara where the Malachim come to the Eibishter, the Malachim come to Hashem and they say, why are you giving this Torah to Bnei Yisrael? We're more right, we're more fit. Keep it up here with us. Because Baruch Hu says to Moshe Rabbeinu, give an answer, and we all know this Gemara is very famous, Rav Waxman spoke about it a little bit, right? And basically, you have mitzvah, v'nechel shem l'kecha, sher asisicha mitzrayim. It says, did you go out of Mitzrayim, Malachim? Kavod etzavicha zimecha. Do you have parents to give kavod to? So the obvious question, the question of Waxman asked, what was the havamina of the Malachim? What was the havamina of these angels? Did they not know that the Torah incorporated all of these mitzvos that were only for mankind, only for Basar Vidam, not for Malachim? Mitzvah after mitzvah that makes no sense to Malachim. So what did they want? Why did they want the Torah? What were they yearning for? So I saw an amazing mashal from the Ben Ishchayel. The Ben Ishchayel was the Talmud of the Ben Ishchai. Talmud of the Ben Ishchai, who brings down Torahs and mashals from the Ben Ishchai. Listen, this mamish. If all you hear is this opening hakdama to the shir tonight, it was well worth being here, I believe. He says the Avon Oshir, a very wealthy individual, has two sons. The two sons live very far away, and this wealthy individual decided to send the sons a coat. And the coat was full of jewels in the pocket. One coat for two sons. But he only meant it for one of the sons, but he didn't make it known which son he sent it to. And the sons see this coat and it's full of jewels, and they're arguing back and forth. Each son is claiming that this coat was sent to me. It's my coat from my father. And they go to court. They go to the shofet, to the judge. And the first son comes and he says, I have aid him, and he brings witnesses that the father promised he's going to send them a coat and jewels. And then he takes out ksav yad of the father, a written note where everyone agreed it was his handwriting. I'm going to send you a code, I'm going to send you these jewels. Sounds like checkmate, right? Pretty good rias. So the judge turns to the other brother and says to the brother, Nu, what do you have to say to these proofs? What are you going to say? How are you going to get rid of these proofs? He says, I have nothing to say to these proofs. Nothing to say to these proofs. But let me tell you something. My brother is very, very, very tall. And I'm very, very, very short. It's a little bit like my brother. Same thing. Right? My brother is very, very tall and I'm short. Let's see who fits into the coat. The coat's only obviously going to fit one of us. And whoever fits the coat, that's obviously who the father sent the coat to. It's like back in the day, maybe it's before your time, that the very famous, probably one of the most famous court cases of in the last long time, is the O.J. Simpson case, right? You remember? And Johnny Cochran of Shalom, I think he passed away, right? So he had that famous line, right? I don't remember the exact words of it, but if the glove doesn't fit, you must acquit. Yeah, that bloody glove, and if it doesn't fit, you must acquit. And he somehow, I don't know what he did, he probably shrunk the glove. I don't know what he did because everybody knows that O.J. really killed her, but Lamaisa, it didn't fit. So Zehu, somehow he walked. Then he ended up jail like 1,600 more times for some reason, right? So they go and they try on the coat. Kachavi, the coat fit the younger brother. And the judge says, forget about all the witnesses, forget about everything else. It's your coat and they're your jewels. Let's understand this mashal. You see, the malachim, they come to the Rabbeinu Shalom. What did they want Torah for? Because their malachim are so ruchni. They said, we more than anyone in the world could connect to the pnimius shel Torah. Could connect to the jewels. The jewels are meant for us. The jewels, the depth. We're ruchniistic. We could get to that. We could relate to the Rabbeinu Shalom on the deepest of ways. Maybe the coat doesn't fit us. Maybe we can't do those. The chitsoinius at Torah, the coat doesn't fit, but the jewels were meant for us. But if the coat doesn't fit, it's not for you. It's for us. We're the ones who can be Mekayim Torah Mitzvos. Meaning what? What do we see from this Gemara then based on this understanding of the Ben Ish Chai? The understanding is, yes, the goal is definitely the jewels. The goal is to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that deep, special Keshet Hashem, the Ruchnis. But the only way to get there is through Torah Mitzvos. The only way to get there is through Amelus B'Torah. You can't, there's no quick highs. There's no quick eyes. You can't just jump into Kabbalah and Chassidus and forget about Gemara, Shas, and Paiskim. Of course you want to eventually get to that. And of course you want the jewels as well. And of course, so Lamaisa, we were singing and we were dancing to Arsham to Mima, and that was a little bit, we felt the jewels. But if we don't throw ourselves immediately back into the Torah itself, it's like you don't have the jewels if you don't have the coat. We can never forget that. And that's foolish. Shvus is the Kabbalah's at Torah. Kabbalah is a Torah to put back on the coat. And when we put that on the coat, if we wear that coat, we'll be zoiches of the jewels as well. So let's learn a little bit and let's try on that coat now for a few moments and prepare to be makabel that coat on the Heli Yant of Shavuos. There's a pasuk in Yisro, Perek Yotes, pasuk Hey. You know the pasuk. The pasuk, and it's hachana for Kabbalah the Torah, and the pasuk says, "Va'ata im shemaya tishma bekoili ushmartem es brisi ve'yisem li skula mikol ha'amim." If you listen to my Torah, you keep my bris, and you'll be for me skula mikol ha'amim. Skula mikol ha'amim. This beloved treasure. Separated from all the other nations. Skula mikol ha'amim. Tam nivchar. Kosh Baruch Hu's constantly telling us we're different, we're separate from the amim. And the question we have to ask ourselves is as follows. We often find in Chazal, and if you've ever learned Tiferes Yisrael, the Maral talks about it constantly, the comparison between us and the Malachim. Right? There's a lot of comparisons in Chazal. Between us and the Malachim. And in every comparison, we're the ones who come up on top. We're the ones who always come up on top, right? Malachim are only Oimdim. they're only standing one place. We're holichim, we're constantly growing. The malachim, as we know, famous medrash in Bereishis Rabbah, we're not able to name the animals, we're not able to name themselves, we're not able to name the Rabbanu Shalom. Come along, Adam Arisha, man was able to name, and that was a tremendous chachma, famous medrash. Could go on and on. There are many different rayas, now is not the time. We've seen these chazals, we've seen the Torahs. So we have to ask ourselves, why is it that when the Rabboni Shalom wants to show how special we are, v'yisim li skula mikol amim, it should be v'yisim li skula mikol hamalachim. V'yisim li skula mikol hamalachim. That we're greater than even a malach. That you're more special to me than even a malach. This morning, Rav Moshe Tzvi Weinberg spoke in DRS. He said over a story, if I'm not mistaken, it was Alter Slobodka. I think it was Alter Slobodka, and he was, and there was a bacher there, and the bacher was not having, he was coming late to davening, and he wasn't having kavanah to davening, and the Alter went and gave him some musr. He was pushing him. He says, "What's going on? Why are you not here in time?" And the bacher says to the Alter, "What do you want from me? You think I'm a malach already?" And the Alter says back, "I don't think you're a malach. You're much greater than a malach. You're a person. You're a ben melech. You're someone who's zoichin to be makabel Torah than a malach wasn't zoichin to be makabel Torah. We're greater than malachim. Not just a malach, you're greater than a malach." So why the comparison to the goyim? V'yisim li skulim mikolamim. Gvaldik. You're more special than me than ISIS. Awesome. That's a tremendous compliment. Thank you, Rabbi Nisham. You're v'yisim li skulim mikol ha-Nazis. This is really chashuv. Okay, those are obviously very extreme examples. You look, Lamaisa, the world we live in society and what's important in society, no one should look, but if you turn on any TV or you listen to any radio discussing the world or Lamaisa, you open up Chas V'Shalom, any magazine or anything, what goes on, what's in your face in this world, the way that morals and ethics is in the world, we can't begin to talk. Oh, so v'yisim li skula mikol amim, it's gvaldik. And skula mikol, that all that goes on the Chavis Nesh, Times Square, you can't even walk in Times Square anymore. These days, Times Square, no, it became a thing, someone told me, nobody wears clothing there anymore. They put on like costumes without clothing, apparently, or whatever, Chavis Nesh, whatever this is. You can't, Baruch Hashem, looking around, some don't know about it, some know what I'm talking about, but This is gevaldik. So let's try to understand what this means. Why are we mavdil from the umos and not mavdil from the malachim? And through this, we're going to understand one other thing. Famous question and all different answers. But we all know that of all the Yom Tovim Shavuos is the one Yom Tov when we have no special mitzvah. Every other yontif, we have special mitzvahs, mitzvahs ayoyim. Here we have no special mitzvahs. We have minhagim, minhag titeri, minhag to stay up all night learning. There's a minhagim, the nice minhagim, but there's no mitzvahs ayoyim.
Cheesecake.
Benny. You say you're L'shem Yichud before you have the cheesecake?
Very special cheesecake.
Should I tell you something about cheesecake? Should I tell you something? I think it's from the Chidah. He says, Cholov, if you look at the depth, you're always looking for the depth, understand the depth and why there's such a minhag. So the depth is the miloy, right? The miloy is the hidden letters. If you take the hidden letters of chalav, it's tmidus, consistency. The avoid is at night, you stay up all night learning. And that, what do we all do after we stay up all night learning? We come home, we make kiddush, and we have our cheesecake. It reminds us we have to need tmidus. It's not enough that one night. We have to constantly be mekabel Torah, day in and day out. Tmidus. So that's a deeper depth. As there is, there's a tmidius in having chalav. Most people wake up every morning, you have a little coffee with chalav, you have this tmidius in it. In a sense, chalav represents our basic necessity also, right? Meaning a baby when born, it's a whole sustenance, it's chalav. So that has to be, when it's your whole sustenance, I need to be doing it every single day. So you're right, there's a lot of depth in cheesecake. But l'maisa, it's not necessarily a chiyuv. It's not necessarily a chiyuv. I don't think if you don't have cheesecake on Shavuos, that it's going to be a bit lasse. You're not going to say that. So why is there no special mitzvah? Why is there no special mitzvah on Shavuos? And you're all thinking of answers. I know you've all heard that before, but listen to this. Mamish unbelievable. So we all know the final Mishnah of Makos. We all know it because we say it all the time, right? We say it all the time. It's probably quoted here at the end of every Perek in Pirkei Avos. At the end, whenever we hear a Torah, it's quoted. Ruchanani ben Kashi Oymer Ratza Kadosh Baruch Hu Zach Nes Yisrael Lefira Chir Bal Matar Mitzvos. Shneim Hashem Chav Yaz Man Tzidko Yagdil Torah Ve'Adir. Right? Kadosh Baruch Hu Lezakus Yisrael, he wanted to bring us merit. Hir Bal Matar Mitzvos. He brought us much Torah Mitzvos. And the obvious question we have to ask ourselves: yes, if there's many mitzvahs and there's much Torah, there's opportunity for schar, there's opportunity to get closer to Hashem. Yagdil Torah Yadir, but there's also so much more opportunity to fall. There's also so much more opportunity to not be Mekayim, that extra mitzvah, and end up Shul Tachtas, end up in Gehenna, end up in terrible places. With Paskim, we've seen the Gemara, it was better if we were never created. Why was it better if we never created? Why is it better if we're never created? Because it's difficult to live a life of Torah mitzvahs. We live in a world that's very hard. There's a lot of taiva, there's a lot of our sviva. So more mitzvahs mean Zakos Yisrael.
Thank you for you. You're awesome. Thank you, Tadek.
More mitzvahs. You want to sit and learn a little?
No.
Okay, I love it. More mitzvahs.
I brought you the jump. That's all.
More mitzvahs. Challenge. Benny's chalon the mitzvah? How do you say chalon?
Cheesecake.
That's definitely. So, more mitzvahs means more schusim. More mitzvahs also opportunity to fall. So listen as follows. Rashi gives an answer on the spot in Makos, and the other answers, I'm not going to get through it all right now. I want to move a little bit. Gemara in Shabbos Daf Peches. We all know the Gemara in Shabbos Daf Peches tells us Kavla Marki Gigas. Kavla Marki Gigas. So everybody asks, Kavla Marki Gigas, we're forced into accepting the Torah. We said Nasav and Ishma. We obviously wanted the Torah. Why do we need to be forced into the Torah? So by Har Sinai, there was this great Eish, and if you heard how Rav Waxman described it tonight, it was like Pachad Moira. It was very, very scary. And Parcha Nishmasam, and the Tver Sroel, the Maral explains, the Eish represents not just that the Torah, which it is, so sweet on Nechamad Mizav, but if we don't keep the Torah, there's terrible punishments. It's not all schar. And therefore, when we heard about all that, we took a step back. Wait a minute, this is not the Nishma. Are we sure we really want it? Are we sure we really want it? Not so poshut. Not so simple. The question was first of all. This answer is from the Tver Shlomo, the Radomsker. The Hilig Radomsker. He explains, we took a step back. Tver Shlomo says, we took a step back. We said, maybe I don't want it. So we need a couple of our geekers. They know. We have to keep Torah mitzvahs. Even though there's the possibility of Einchen, we have to keep Torah mitzvahs. It's mukhruch. It's part of our lives. It is our life. It's not worth living. But we see from here again that it's a little bit scary to have more Torah, more mitzvahs, because there's a possibility of Einchen. So was it really so great? Was it really so great? Zakus Yisrael, if you hear about Torah mitzvahs, was it really so great to have so much Torah, so much mitzvahs that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us? And remember, listen to the Lashon. Hear about Torah u'mitzvahs. It's an interesting Lashon. Not just hear about mitzvahs. Hear about Torah u'mitzvahs. Because like Rashi explains, it's talking about the mitzvahs sichlias, mitzvahs that we'd be doing anyways. So now that it's a mitzvah, I get more schar for it. But that's on mitzvahs. Why is it called Torah mitzvahs? So the Zohar explains, as well as the Shlach HaKadosh Yemeni, we all know this, what I'm about to say, that there are 630 mitzvahs, so we're about to be makabel, Mirtz Hashem, Matzah Shabbos Kodesh. That's connected to 613 parts of the body. We have 248 positive mitzvahs connected to Ramach Evara of the 248 limbs. We have 365 negative mitzvahs connected to Shasa Gidim, the Sinus, the Chvesnish, the cartilage, and the ligaments. And the idea brought down by all the Svarim HaKadoshim and Rav Chaim Vital talks and others, that each mitzvah is to be metak in a different part of our body. Every mitzvah is needed. I need it. Every mitzvah, different mitzvahs are needed that my body should be shalim and perfect. And the obvious question is, and it's the same question asked on how we could ever say an Asav and Ishma, is that nobody in this room right now, not one of us, is able to be Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kula. Not one of us could do it all. There's some mitzvahs which are only for Kohanim, and there's some mitzvahs which are only for Levim, and there's some mitzvahs which are only for a woman, and some only for a man, and some only situational. Halavai, give everyone a bracha, you should never be Zoyrit. I don't want to be Zoyrit, but you should never have to be Mekayim Mitzvahs Gerishin. It's a situational mitzvah. It's not Halavai, Bez Hashem, we should never have to be Mekayim such a mitzvah. Never be Mekayim such a mitzvah of Yibum. Right? So there are mitzvahs which we don't even want to be Mekayim. We don't want to be put in that scenario, in that situation. So how could we be Mekabel Kol HaTorah Kula? And how is it then, now that we understand we're saying from the Zohar and the Shlah, how could I be metaking my entire guf? So I'm going to walk around and maybe the 200 mitzvahs I could do and the other so parts of my body I'm never going to be metaking? Chas v'shalom. So some say taka no, and that's why you need Gilgulim, by the way, but we're not going to go there tonight. It's scary and none of us really understand that, even though we like to talk about it, so we're not going to talk about Gilgulim. We're just not going to go there. You learn through Shari Gugulim, then we'll come back. I don't know. Others explain very beautifully, it's based on Kol Yisrael Arevim Zelzeh. I'm sure that's the most famous answer. That's what a lot of you were thinking, right? That we're all, and it's beautiful, and it's true, and now's not the time to get into it, but we're all interconnected, and together as one nation, we keep Kol HaTorah Kula. Together as one nation, we say Natsav Nishma. Together as one nation, we're attacking each other's goofs. And it's a beautiful interpersonal relationship that we have with each and every Jew. But I want to go in a different direction. The Gemara Menachos Daf Kuf Yud Amud Aleph tells us, you've heard this before, I didn't bring a Menachos, but I'll tell you, that when you, Bizman Hazeh, we can't bring Karbanos. We don't have Beis HaMikdash. But when we learn about a Karban, it's Keilu we're bringing the Karban. When we learn about a Karban, it's Keilu we're bringing the Karban. B'stama, that's not true just for Kabanos, that's true for Kol HaTorah Kula. Meaning what? In Chanami, there are mitzvahs I can't be Mekayim. But anytime I learn about a particular mitzvah, it's Ki'ilu Kiyamti. It's as if I've been Mekayim the mitzvah. And many, many Svarim say this, Shlomo Pinchas speaks about this at length, and others, that extend that Gemara Menachos. Gemara Menachos talks about Kabanos because specifically it's not as Manu Beis HaMikdash. Other mitzvahs, generally, we can do, but not each and every one of us, and therefore, how am I mekayim these mitzvahs? When I sit and learn Masechta's Gittin, that's my kiyumis of the mitzvah of Gerishin. And therefore, if I sit and learn Torah, and not just sit and learn Torah, when I learn the Torah, I yearn to be mekayim kol Torah kula. I say, if I'm put in that scenario, in the situation, I want to be mekayim, I want to be close to God, I want to do anything that's ratzon Hashem. If kiilu, I was mekayim that mitzvah. And in fact, we learned this at the very earliest times of tzivoy from Hashem, in Parshas Bo, when we have first the mitzvah of Rosh Chodesh, and then we're taught about Pesach and putting the blood on our doorpost and carbon Pesach. And then the pasuk says, "Vayelchu v'yasu b'nei Yisrael." That will happen. By the way, this whole parsha happened on when? On Rosh Chodesh Nisan, right? And they're taught about Pesach, about taking carbon Pesach, which is going to be when? Though they bring the carbon Pesach on when? Yud Nisan, shecht it on Yud Aleph and eat it that night. Tesvav, right? Right, we all know these dates, but this all occurred on Rosh Chodesh. And the pasuk at the end in Perek Yud Beis, pasuk Chaches, Vayelchu v'yasu b'nei Yisrael, says they went and they did it. So Rashi asks, V'chi kfar asu? Did they already do it? Did they already fulfill this? V'alomer Rosh Chodesh nemar lehem. This was all said in Rosh Chodesh. Elam ikevon shekiblu aleihem, since their makabel accepted to keep these mitzvos, they learned about them and they said, "I want to do them." Mala aleihem akosav kilu asu. The pasuk says veyasu, because they did it already. You hear the tzaddikim? When you learn Torah. Whatever you're learning about, and you have a yearning to say, I want to be close to Hashem, mekayim this, it's as if I was mekayim that mitzvah mamish. Therefore, when I learn Torah, I can be mekayim kol HaTorah Kula. You know, there's a mitzvah of Tekiyas Shofar only one time a year. Only one time a year could I blow shofar, mekayim shofar. But if I learn about blowing the shofar, I learn Maseches Rosh Hashanah all year long, I could be blowing a shofar. All year long, I could be blowing a shofar. One time a year, Yom Kippurim, the Kohen Gadol was zeichet to go into Kodesh Kedoshim and do the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. And we read about that on Yom Kippur, and it's very, very special. It's one of the reasons I can't imagine ever again not being in Yerushalayim or Kodesh opposite the Har HaBayis, which I've been zeichet for many years on Yom Kippur, and zeichet and Baruch Hashem in a very special way. To be mamish staring at Makom HaMikdash every year for the last many years. But if when we learn Maseches Yuma and you learn about the Avodah, when you're learning about it and you're wanting Mashiach and you say, I want this to happen, you're that Kohen Gadol going into Kodesh HaKadoshim. You're the Kohen Gadol going into Kodesh HaKadoshim. You hear this? There's a mitzvah b'chol nafshecha. There's a mitzvah that Rabbi Kiva was yearning to be Mekayim his whole life, b'chol nafshecha, to be Moshe Nefesh to the Kodesh Baruch Hu, our life, when we learn the sugyas of being Mekadish Shem Shemayim and giving up our life, b'chol nafshecha, you're Mekayim b'chol nafshecha. Now we can understand a little in Pirkei Avos. These are days still we're preparing for Shavuos, we're supposed to learn Pirkei Avos. The end of the second parak, the last couple of mishnayos. Listen to the words. Now we can understand. Unbelievable. Reb Tarfon Oimer, Hayoyim Kotzer V'Amlocha Meruba. Maybe some of you guys remember the Miami Boys Choir song. They have a choir. Right? I don't know if you guys remember. Many years ago, I'm very hoarse now, so I'm not going to try to sing like I tried to sing last week by Neshama Lovin. I was only a little bit hoarse. Now I'm like totally hoarse from the singing. But you know what? Shalom Binyamin. You don't know the Miami Boys Choir. I can't even start. I'm not going there. Anyways, okay. Anyways, what are you talking about, Danny? That's not it. I don't even know what you just did. So he started out, Yom Katzor V'Amlocha Meruba. And Vaz, he's not talking about our physical work. Hayom Katzor, life is short. V'Amlocha Meruba. There's so many mitzvahs to do. There's so many mitzvahs to do. There's so much we could do. There's so much. And sometimes that burden is so strong. There's so much I want to be doing. We'll just skip to the next mishnah. Hu Yomer, Lo Alecha Hamlocha Ligmar. It's another song, right? Lo Alecha. That one you know. Lo Alecha Hamlocha Ligmar. It's not upon you. You don't have to finish all the melacha. Meaning, you don't have to do all the mitzvahs. At the same time, Lo Adav Ben Chayin Levatul Mena Chas Hashem. Should you be free to be mevatul? You shouldn't just put it to the side. Im Lamadita Torah Harbe. If you learn a lot of Torah. Then you get the Torah. You get the schar, kilu, you did it. That's what he's saying. Meaning, you don't have to do all the malacha. That's what he's talking about, Rabbi Tarfon. Bimekayim kol ha-Torah. Bimekayim kol ha-mitzvos. Through what? Bimekayim kol ha-Torah. Bimekayim kol ha-mitzvos. Through limud ha-Torah. Limud HaTorah, learning Torah. It's hard sometimes. It takes a lot of amelus. But that's what Shavuos is. Kabbalah's the Torah, Kabbalah's the Limud HaTorah. And understanding the Limud HaTorah, when we learn Torah, it's Kilu Mekayim Kol HaTorah. And that's how I could be Mekayim, and I could be Metakin every area of my guf when I sit and learn Torah. And I could learn about every mitzvah. And every single one of us in this room at some point in our life should go through Kol, when I say Kol Torah, that we should, Chazrim, we should leave this world without finishing Shas. Every one of us should go through all of Shas. If we go through all of Shas, I've seen it all, I've learned it all, that means I did it all 613. I did it all. And that's what Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Zakas Yisrael L'Fichach Hirbam Torah U'Mitzvos. Meaning what? He was mezakeh that through the Torah, kilu, we did the mitzvos. He gave it all and gave it all in the form of Torah. It's Torah, and then therefore mekayim the mitzvos. But it has to be that we're yearning also to keep the mitzvos. It's not just. It's the avodah is not just the avodah of learning about it and but I learn about it. I want to do the most I can. Have such a desire for mitzvahs. You know, we're going to stay up all night, Mitzvah Shabbat Shabbos, some of us also Sunday night maybe. This is a beautiful story. I've said it over before. The Kedushas Levi, the Berditchever, after Yontiv, not after Shavuos necessarily, but after Sukkot, after Pesach, he'd stay up all night. The Matzei Sukkot, Matzei Simchas Torah, Matzei Pesach, he'd stay up all night. Why? He was so excited, yearning to put on tefillin again. He hasn't put on tefillin in a week. He loved his tefillin. He loved the mitzvah of putting on tefillin. He couldn't go to sleep. He couldn't go to sleep when he was so excited to perform the mitzvah. So that's the she'ifa, the yearning for the mitzvahs, when we learn about the mitzvahs. That's a little bit of what perhaps it means also. In b'chukosai te'lechu ves mitzvosai tishmoru. What's the lashon tishmoru? B'chukosai te'lechu, obviously we know Rashi, it's a male b'torah, but it's a male b'torah, it's learning Torah. Ves mitzvosai tishmoru. Tishmoru, as we know, in Sefer Bereishis, va'aviv shamor es adavar. Shamar means I'm yearning for it to happen. I'm waiting to see what's going to be. And mechukosat aleichu, when you sit in your amal b'toira, ves mitzvosat shemoru, you should be yearning to be mekayim these mitzvos. That's when, even if you don't get to be mekayim, that's kiilu kiyamti. Kiilu kiyamti. Now we understand something else in a little bit of a deeper way. Gemara on Shabbos. Famous Gemara, Bishoshik Dim Yisrael Nasil Nishma Yatzabasko Vamrle Migilol Vnei Raz Zeshem Alachi Asharis Mishtam Shimbo. And we said Nasiv Nishma. Who revealed this secret that the Malachim do? Now, what's the secret of Nasiv Nishma that the Malachim do? So most, I think, Pashtas understand. Malachim don't even think when they're told to do something. Immediately, they run to do it. That's how they're made up. Nasa, we'll do it right away, then we'll understand it later. That's how most understand. But listen as follows, perhaps we could suggest. As we just said, Bnei Yisrael understood they couldn't be Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kula, and the only way, therefore, maybe, is through learning Torah. So what are they saying? They're saying as follows. The depth of it was as follows. They're saying, Nasa V'nishma. Nasa will do. How are we going to do it? Through V'nishma. Through the learning process. Nasa v'nishma means we're going to do it, and we're going to mekayim kol Torah through the learning process. And how is that the ruz of the malachim? How is that the secret of malachim? Because malachim also, by the way, don't really do anything. The malachim, by the way, as many rishis says, malachim, they're so ruchni as dick, they're so spiritual, they don't have the ability, they're not physical and be able to do maises. What it means, they carry out things, they carry out b'dibor, they carry out b'ruchni, they don't carry out in a physical manifestation. So they also are not really doing, but they're doing, meaning they're doing the will of God. So to we, maybe we can't physically do, but when we learn Torah, it's as if we've done. By the way, what's the basis of this all? So Tver Shlomo suggests as well. What's the basis of this concept? The basis of the idea that when I sit and learn Torah, it's as if I've done the mitzvah. That's learned from the Yisoid of Gadol Mitzvah Ma'oseh V'Sheina Mitzvah Ma'oseh. It's only because I'm a tzuv of Oisa. Meaning what? Because I'm commanded to do it. Because I'm commanded to do it. That's the Torah. The mitzuva is the Torah. So there's a chilek in that of the mitzvah already. Because there's a mitzuva, so I have to learn about the tzivoy. That's part of the mitzvah already. God, the mitzuva Oisa, there's a Torah that goes along with it. And there's a Torah that I can learn in the mitzvah. If there's ain't a mitzuva Oisa, I wasn't mitzuva, so the learning about it is meaningless because I'm not really mitzuva, right? The learning process is evakim because God of mitzuva isa. God of mitzuva isa is only by yidden. There's no such concept by goyim. There's no such concept by goyim of God of mitzuva isa. It's based on Yerushalmi and Peah. Yerushalmi and Peah says by goyim we're not mitzdarif the machshava to naisa. There's only what they do. There's no machshava that goes and is a chelik of it. That's what the Tver Shlomo says. Therefore, we understand by Kabbalah Satorah, Hashem says, "V'yisem li skula mikol ha'amim." We start off by asking, what's the godless that we're different than the other nations, as opposed to different than the malachim? The godless is, I'm different than other nations, and therefore my Torah that I'm about to get, when I sit and learn it, it's as if I've been mekayim the mitzvahs. Because of that, that I'm different than the Amim, in this Torah that I'm given, this Torah that I'm able to learn, the Torah that I'm part of, the Torah that I yearn for. And therefore, of course, by the way, therefore, of course, there can be no particular mitzvah on Purim. On what's Purim? Think about Purim. There could be no particular mitzvah on Shavuos. Because the whole concept of Torah is that I don't have to be performing the particular mitzvah. The Liman HaTorah is Ki'ilu Kiyamti, as if I performed it. So there's no special mitzvah. Because it's about the limud, it's about the learning, it's about the Talmud Torah, which is as if I've been Mekayim Kol HaTorah. And that's the Avodah, and that's where Kabbalah is the Torah of the Eilu Gershuas is. You know, as we move on in life, and we're moving on in life, if you look around the room, you have one Ben Torah who's married, who's already married with a beautiful young daughter, and you have three chassanim in the room, and you have others who, Bez Hashem, are involved in the process of trying to become a chassan. We're moving on. And I'll tell you something special. I'll tell you something, just don't ever forget. I know. I'm not giving a bracha. I'm telling you, I have full bitachon looking around this room. A full bitachon looking around this room. That every single person in this room, their entire lives, which will be out May of Esrim, Mosech Mashiach before that, will be Mekayim Mitzvahs. Everyone in this room is going to be davening. Everyone in this room is going to be Mekayim and holding by Olam Tovim. There's no one in this room that I have any slight pachad that's going to suddenly fall in a way and not be Mekayim Mitzvahs. That it's not just a bracha. I've full bitachon. Full bitachon. That being said, who in this room is going to be able to say Acher Meiv Esrim? Who in this room is going to be able to say Acher Meiv Esrim? I've been attacking every single part of my body. I've been mekayim kol haTorah kula. That my neshama said Nasav Nishma l'chol haTorah, and I kept kol haTorah. Who of us could do that? Only those of us that are going to stay so dedicated to limud haTorah. And trust me, becomes harder and harder as life goes on. It becomes harder and harder as life goes on when you maneuver into different stages of life and stages of life where you have other responsibilities and you have work and you have a wife and you have children and you have many responsibilities. Well, within all those areas you could do lots of mitzvahs. Trust me, that I'm not afraid you're not going to be doing. You could do lots of mitzvahs. Tons of mitzvahs, tons of chesed and davening. And all the mitzvahs of all the Toivim and all the mitzvahs, I'm not afraid you're going to be mevatel mitzvahs. But Talmud Torah becomes a lot harder as life goes on. And that's what's going to separate you from the Amim. V'yisam liskulam mikol Amim is the Torah. They're also, by the way, from the Umos Oilam, wonderful people who do a lot of unbelievable masim Toivim. They do a lot of Ma'asim Tovim. Wonderful. I'm sure everyone in this room has somebody in their life that they know from the Umas HaOilam, from the Goyim, that are wonderful, beautiful people. Do a lot of wonderful Ma'asim. But none of them that are learning Torah, that have that special ability to learn Torah, and therefore they elevate every aspect of life. To Mekayim, every aspect that Rabbeinu Shem wants us to be Mekayim through the Limud HaTorah. To perfect ourselves through the Limud HaTorah, from the Chochma Elokis. And everyone has to, on a Shavuos, rededicate themselves to Limud HaTorah. To look into our hearts and our neshamas and our minds and say, are we really learning enough? Could I be learning more? Could I be learning more? Could I be putting in more time at every stage of life? Because that's where I'm being mekayim and I'm being metaking my entire being. I want to tell you something, you know, look quickly. On the top shelf in the office right over here, I meant to be touched by a story for Tisha B'Av. I think it should be, if it's not on top shelf, forget it. want to share a story that I read a while ago, but I remembered it a few days ago for some reason. Not for some reason, when you're preparing for the Yontav HaShavuos, you're thinking about Torah, and you're thinking about specifically things about those Yidden that Moser Nefesh for Torah. I'm going to read it from here. When Moshe Brookman arrived at Auschwitz, he was immediately ushered into a room, stripped of his clothing and his dignity, shorn like a sheep and given a flimsy inmate suit to wear. He and the others were then hosed down and forced to put on their clothing while still dripping wet. They would periodically undergo this process. Moshe worked near the train tracks in Auschwitz. His flimsy tunic did not warm him on a cool day and was wholly insufficient on the winter days when the temperatures were also below zero. The only slight comfort would be at night, when the prisoners would lie next to each other and be warmed by each other's body heat. One particularly cold day, Moshe and others were close to freezing to death. That night he lay down on his bed, a slab of concrete, along with the others, and they tried to somehow warm themselves. The fellow next to Moshe heard him whispering, but could not understand what Moshe was saying. He finally asked, and Moshe told him that he was repeating the Shach Levitarya of Mesechtas Beitza. The man was shocked. Now, here, in Auschwitz, as your life is hanging in the balance and you're trying to stay conscious instead of succumbing to hypothermia, this is when you're learning? Moshe explained, I have a kviyas to learn Mesechtas Beitza every night. I've been doing it since the war began. I always make sure that I'm kovei itim l'toira. And this time is my kviyas. Moshe understood that the key to survival did not lie in the clothing he wore, but in the warmth of the Torah he learned. He knew that there was one thing and one thing only that can protect us from danger, and that is Torah. In a world of chaos, he still maintained his kviyas for learning. This was not a daf yomi shir he attended every morning with a thermos of hot coffee. It was not a blotcher in a shtiebel in Bar Park or Flatbush. This learning was done while lying on a frozen slab of concrete, with no clothing to warm him, half starved and totally weak in Auschwitz. But Torah was precious to him. He was not going to forsake it for a moment. I was thinking about it actually earlier today. In its essence, in the way it's supposed to be, Torah is supposed to be Torah Shebaal Peh. Torah Shebaal Peh, the oral Torah. Yehuda Anasi, because Eis Lasos Hashem, had to write it down for us, because otherwise it would be lost. L'dori Doris. It's supposed to be Torah Shebaal Peh. I was thinking today about this and this story. Why is it supposed to be Torah Shebaal Peh? And I thought as follows, Mamish. Every mitzvah, every aspect of our Yiddishkeit, halavai shouldn't, but can be stripped from us. We've gone through times in our history, and that Yid in Auschwitz, he wasn't able to blow a shofar, and he wasn't able to take Luvin Esrog, and he wasn't able to have a Yontiv Suda, and he wasn't able to daven with a minyan, and he wasn't able to wear a yarmulke or tzitzis like us, he wasn't able to put on tefillin. It was all taken away from him. But when you have Torah, and specifically Torah Shebaal Peh, no matter where you are, at any aspect of life, in any place that you are, you're always one with Hashem, and you can always, based on what we said tonight, be Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kula. You have it all. You can be laying in Auschwitz, and I was, many of us in this room were there and saw these barracks and saw what it was. You can be laying in Auschwitz, chazring Mesechtas Beitza, because it's Torah Shebaal Peh, and therefore I'm one with Hashem, and therefore Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kula. Imagine. And halavai, none of us should be with that nisayon. But everyone in this room should understand that's why it is. The Talmud Torah connected kulam. The Talmud Torah, everything else doesn't even come to the footsteps of Talmud Torah, in the sense that Talmud Torah is kol haTorah kula, b'kaim kol haTorah kula. And wherever I am, I can have it. And I'm telling you right now, that's what's mugdul min ha'amim v'yisim l'skula. You're going to see it, and also, one last thing, chevra. You're going to see it as you grow up, and as I said, as we grow up and as times change and we transfer and transition at different stages of life, it becomes more and more difficult. But you also will see many of your chevra that will continue to be Mekayim mitzvos, but in their just ways of life will slowly, slowly, slowly become desensitized and fall back to as if they never went through those 3, 4, 5, 6 years where they were on fire with the Ribbono Shalom, and they'll fall back to as if they never even went to learn in Eretz Yisrael, and as if they never even went, continued on to learn whatever yeshiva or yeshiva university or wherever it was. And Lamaisa, it would have been no different than straight after senior year, where they also would have kept mitzvot on some level. And what separates those who continue to be on that fire and that islavas, it's those that sit and learn Torah. Those that have kovei yitim al Torah. Those that the Torah is close to their hearts. Those are the ones that are successful their whole lives. Those are the ones that Mekayim called Tarkula. So their whole being is different and they're moved to an Amim. And the rest, suddenly, I'm like the Amim, I'm just like a little bit different. So if we want to have the school of the treasure of our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's through Liman HaTorah. So Bez Yom Yisbaruch, every single one of us. B'zoichet b'mekayim kol Tarkula. B'zoichet Liman HaTorah. B'zoichet to love Torah, to be one with Torah. B'zoichet that this upcoming Yontif, we should rejuvenate us. Be a yantav where we're revitalized in our Limud HaTorah. That when we stand there and we listen to Kabbalah's HaTorah, I'm being makabal the Torah, and if I'm being makabal, I'm being makabal to learn Kol HaTorah, so that I'm therefore makayim Kol HaTorah. To show the Ribbono Shel'Olam that I want to learn Kol HaTorah, I love Torah so much, I'm one with Torah so much. So Kadosh Baruch Hu will want to be again with us in the deepest of ways. He'll want his Shechin to be with us again in the deepest ways. And he'll therefore bring us to Gula Shleima with Mirshiach B'meir B'meir. Shavahelig, a beautiful Yantav. We have Coco coming out.